older, you will know this old hymn. We had it sung at our wedding, but now all these years later, I feel like I can really sing those words with the experience of the fact that it is true through the different changing seasons of our life that the Lord is absolutely faithful. Why don't you stand and thank God this morning as we sing for His faithfulness in your own life, summer and winter. Let's sing together.
Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars.
Faithfulness.
A reminder of that this morning. Thank you that you're with us in the darkest valley and on the highest mountaintop. Thank you that you see each one of our lives. The Bible says you know every hair on our heads. That's how closely you know us. So won't you encourage us this morning right where we're at? May you speak through me in Jesus' name. Amen. Please have a seat. Have you enjoyed the music this morning? Why don't we thank Belle? Thank you, honey. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, it's so great to be back on the sunny coast. I actually grew up on the sunny coast. My parents are still there at Budrum. I went to Budrum Primary and then Marucci High and played soccer actually just a little ways down here at Kiwanis, so it kind of feels like coming home. And of all the places that we get to travel right across this beautiful country, I think that you must be some of the smartest choosing to live here. What do you think? Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, you have above average intelligence. Well, some of you aren't so sure. Well, since becoming a dad, I've been working on my dad jokes.
Very good.
Can I try some material out on you this morning? Hey, what's the difference between a dad joke and a bad joke? Oh, that's actually pretty good, but no. A dad joke just takes it that one step farther. Come on. Come on. What season is it when you're on a trampoline? Springtime. We've got a few dads in the audience here. Well, speaking of seasons, that is the title of Belle's latest album and kind of the theme of what we're presenting this morning. These songs were written as Belle and I kind of navigated the different seasons of life. And so I wonder this morning, do you know what season you're in, metaphorically speaking? Are you in a time of abundance and summer? Maybe for you, you're in an autumn season or a dark winter season or maybe new life, a springtime. I wonder, whatever season we're going through, I wonder how we can lift our eyes to see God in every season, come what may. And as I look back over 6 years of marriage now, this is Belle and I on our wedding day. 6 years kind of feels like something significant now. And I can remember that day, and I can remember how much it felt like we just had entered into this summer season. You ever had one of those in your life where it just feels like you're winning at everything and everything's going fantastically well? I can remember after we got married, we decided that we would enter into this itinerant ministry full time. And of course, we didn't have a roadmap for that. We didn't have finances. We didn't have any kind of understanding as to how we would go about doing this, but we just kind of stepped out in faith. But it was like God met us at every one of those challenges and provided super abundantly for us. I can remember when we started out touring, you know, I said we didn't have a lot. This was our touring vehicle. That's a pink Nissan Micra, and I want to tell you, that is a chick car. Fellas, is that a chick car?
Yes.
Yeah. But that's what we had, and so out we went, and we would do these short tours with, you know, go as far as the little vehicle could take us, and kind of with as much gear we would pack in as would fit. And then after a few months of doing this, a friend came to us and said, "Phil, I've noticed the pink Nissan Micra, and I believe in your ministry. I believe that you should be going further afield than just a few weekends away at a time. And I feel like God's prompting me to give you my SUV, and here it is here. I mean, can you see the rainbow? I knew it was from God." Praise God. And this indeed enabled us to go further afield. In fact, many tens of thousands of kilometers later, and having impacted over tens of thousands of people through the ministry, that was incredible. And oh, you can see how excited I was. It wasn't a Toyota, but it got me off the ground. This was a super abundant season of summer in our lives. And so it went that it was Belle's dream to record in Nashville, and so we got the opportunity to go over there and record Belle's third album with an incredible producer and production team that has recorded many, many famous and incredible songs, many of which you sing normally in your Sunday service. And so this dream came true. And then we went out on tour full-time. We kind of lived out of our vehicle, which sounds glamorous, but it's not glamorous living out of your vehicle. And after many months, we started to develop quite some fatigue. And in fact, we would meet with our mentor, and he said, "Guys, the trajectory you're going at this rate, you guys are going to experience some burnout if you don't make some swift course alterations." And so we decided to enter into this extended rest season. It was kind of like an autumn season, if you like. And as part of that, we found out that we were expecting our first child, and this was super exciting for us. We became more planted in our home church, and then we kind of entered into this spring season, seeing new life grow. And can I be honest with you? I thought, we were so excited to become parents, I thought that we would naturally drift back into another extended summer season with the birth of our son. But as you heard, as Belle described, that wasn't what God had in mind. Instead, we entered into a dark winter season that took us by surprise. Have you ever had a season in your life where you've wondered, "God, where are you?" Except you don't ask it like that, do you? You say, "God, where are you?" I don't know of the challenges that you have in your life right now. Maybe for you it's a health challenge. Maybe it's a financial challenge. Maybe it's a career challenge. Maybe it's a relationship challenge. Maybe you would say, fill all of the above. And I wonder if you're like me, that when you have these challenges in your life, you can get so focused on the challenge that you take your eyes off God. Perhaps things are going great for you right now and you feel like you're on a mountaintop in life. Maybe just like me, when you're on that mountaintop in life, you can get so busy enjoying that that again, you can take your eyes off God. I wonder, how can we be people that see God in every season? The Bible reminds us that God promises to be with us in every season. I think this is really the key. Consider the story of Moses in the Old Testament. He went through many different seasons. He had kind of this extended summer season. Remember, after he was born, he grew up living a life of luxury in the palace. He had a dark winter season when suddenly he lost everything and spent 40 years in the wilderness. Can you imagine that? 40 years in the wilderness. Then, of course, there was a spring season, a fresh start as he led the Israelites out of Egypt, out of slavery, to a whole new beginning. And I think with all these experiences, it's fascinating to me when we get to the end of Moses' life and he's handing over the reign of leadership to Joshua. Of all the things he could have said to Joshua, these are the words we read in Deuteronomy. Here it is: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will what? He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. He chose to remind Joshua that God would be with him through every season. Little did Joshua know, I'm sure, all of the immense challenges that still lay ahead, even though they had come so far. I think this is a profound thought, but this is not just an Old Testament idea. This theme of God being with us is consistent throughout Scripture. In fact, when Jesus was born, he was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isn't that incredible? And then we read these words towards the end of Jesus' life. Be sure of this: I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Even in 2019, in case we're wondering. See, the fact is, when we lift our eyes, we will see God in every season. As I look back at my most recent winter season, I can remember how suddenly the darkness came. We were so looking forward to becoming parents. And so postnatal depression came as a complete shock. I mean, you have to understand that Belle is one of the most positive people you could ever meet. In fact, I say it this way. I say there are optimists and there are super optimists. Do you know a super optimist? Well, that's like Belle. To give you an idea, when we were packing the hospital bag before Mikey was born, Belle packed her joggers. Come on, that is super optimistic, because, I mean, who doesn't want to be doing laps of the hospital after giving birth? She also said, "Hun, I think I'm going to have some downtime after Bub arrives. And, you know, I'll probably stay in hospital a few days, and so I probably need some reading material, you know, to kind of pass the time by." I mean, that's optimistic. But my wife, being the super optimist, not just any book would do. The life story of Bonhoeffer, all 624 pages of it, that is super optimistic. And then she says, "Hun, do you think that'll be enough?" In the lead up to the birth, we had read all of those natural childbirth books. We were so ready. Well, as you know, things didn't go to plan at all. And after a really difficult birth, our son needed care in the special care nursery. Then weeks later, after a painful time where he wasn't feeding properly, we discovered that he had a lip tie and a tongue tie. Of course, by this stage, Belle's postnatal depression was in full swing, as was the sleep deprivation, which incidentally now at 2.5, he's just starting to sleep during the night. And at that time, Belle also developed a debilitating wrist injury, just to make matters worse. In fact, she saw a specialist, and the specialist advised her not to do any sort of physical activity that would involve her wrist, her dominant wrist. And so that included, you know, carrying Bub and lifting him and doing the dishes and changing nappies. So naturally, I demanded a second opinion. Just kidding. Of course, I do what any husband would do and step up and take on more responsibilities. But can I share with you this morning, that was one of the most difficult times of my life. And I would say, God, where are you? And I started to see God at work as slowly I would lift my eyes off my situation and onto his goodness. I saw him as our home church was praying for us and encouraging us. As experienced mums in our home church would get around Belle and share some tips and just love on her. I saw God show up as we had hot meals from our church family. I saw God show up as we had professional counseling to help us process what had happened and reframe it through the lens of a loving God. I saw that God was even there in that dark winter season. And since that time, a season of spring has slowly emerged. Belle has found a great healing as she's channeled her pain and her experiences through the creative process of new music. New music that now, a year later from that album being released, we've had the privilege of sharing in many different settings and seeing God use those stories and songs to encourage people, many of whom we've not met. And how many of you know that God can take even our most difficult times in life and make something good of it for his glory? The challenges, the early challenges of parenting have slowly given way as we've gotten to know our son, who's a real champion. And of course, now we're expecting number two. I can also say that Belle's optimism has returned. And she tells me she's getting around to reading Bonhoeffer. She hasn't read a single page, but she's getting around to it. So that's a win, isn't it? I wonder, are you aware of the season of life you're in right now? See, in Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. But it's so important that we're aware of what season we're in. And so to help us to get a visual picture of each of the different seasons, I thought we would use our son Mikey. And so I'm going to start with the season of autumn. Here he is. Sometimes autumn is a time of forced rest. And sometimes we're not happy about it, just like Mikey. Autumn can be a time of letting go of things that have weighed us down. Can be a time of transition. In Psalm 23 and verse 2, it says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." I wonder, are you in that autumn season? Do you need to lighten your load? Do you need to accept and embrace this season of extended rest? Spend some time with him in green pastures. How about winter, the winter season? Now here's winter for a one-year-old. Here's Mikey with a broken leg. It happened as his dad was trying to be safe and take him down a very steep, slippery slide on the park. And it didn't go so well. In fact, I'm pleased to share with you this morning that Mikey has made a full recovery. His dad is still recovering. But this is winter for a one-year-old. He was just getting his independence. He was just able to climb the stairs by himself. He was just able to ride his bike and do things his way a little more. And then this. Complete physical incapacity. I kind of like in this photo, he's looking up and he has that expression of, God, why me and why now? Isn't that how it feels sometimes in winter? Winter can be a time of barrenness, of loneliness, of waiting, of grief, of sorrow. It's cold in winter, but even here, if we lift our eyes, we can find God at work. In Psalm 23 and verse 4, even though we walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Here it is again. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, we can be tempted to pull away from God during these times of trial. Pull away from meeting as a church family even. But that's exactly what the enemy would want. The Bible says, draw near to him and he will draw near to you. We need to lean in these difficult times. You may, like in our experience, need to seek out a professional counselor to help you. Come forward for prayer. Share with those around you that you're struggling. This is important. But here's the thing. We don't have to do a winter season alone. And in fact, we weren't created to do it alone. How about spring? Here's Mikey. He's back on his bike. Spring is a season of breakthrough, of new beginnings. Are you in spring right now? God is the author of new life. He says in Revelation 21 verse 5, I am making everything new. What about summer? Here's Mikey, he's feasting, there's abundance. Are you in summer right now, I wonder? If you're in this season, express your gratitude to God. God wants to rejoice with you. In James 1 and verse 17, it says, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. It's not by luck or happenstance. God is the author. I wonder, how can we use our summer abundance to bless others? And in fact, irrespective of what season we're navigating, are you not only aware of the season you're going through, but are you aware of the season that your loved ones are going through? As Belle comes to share some more now, I want to take a moment to reflect on that. And I want to just ask that question, what season are you in right now? The good news is it's multi-choice and there's no wrong answer. So I wonder if we could just take a moment to be honest. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you, but I thought maybe we could just go through each of those seasons quickly once again. And as I hit on your season, maybe you could just throw your hand up and say, yeah, that's the season of life I'm in right now. Who would say they're in a season of spring right now? Fantastic. A time of breakthrough, time of new beginning. Who would say they're in that season of abundance? That season of summer. Let's see your hand. Fantastic. Brilliant. Who's in a season of autumn, a season of transition, maybe of extended rest? Put your hand up. Great. And who would say this morning that they're in that dark time, that cold time, that season of winter? Just pop your hand up. God bless you. Let's close our eyes. Love the opportunity to pray with each one of you here this morning. And indeed, after the service, there'll be people who would love to pray with anyone who would like to come forward. Just before I pray with you, we always want to give that invitation to those who don't yet know Jesus to make that decision today to follow him. You know, life just doesn't make sense without the creator of the universe being at the center of your life. So if that's you this morning, just while we've got our eyes closed, if you would like to make that decision to follow Jesus and invite him to be your Lord and Savior, to accept what he has done on the cross for you, just give me a wave. I'd love the privilege of praying with you. Anybody this morning? Perhaps there's someone here this morning who at one time had made that decision, but you know, through all of the different challenges of life, you've just noticed that you've been focusing more on your circumstance than on your Creator God. And you're just feeling a sense of conviction this morning that you would want to give him the wheel of your life. Again, recommit to him. If that's you, again, just give me a little wave. I'd love the privilege of praying for you. Fantastic. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for my brothers and sisters here in Kwana. What a privilege it is to get to be together this morning, and I want to pray for those that are in a time of spring, of breakthrough, of new beginning, that you would be their strength, that they would go forward with the joy of the Lord. I pray for those who are in a summertime of abundance, that you would really be encouraging them to give out of the overflow to those that need a touch from you. I pray for those who or in that time of transition, a time maybe of extended rest, that you would refuel them, that you would refocus them, that you would replenish them. And for my brothers and sisters who are navigating a winter season right now, won't you just lift their hands up? Won't you be their comfort? Heavenly Father, we're sorry that so often we go our own way, and this morning we choose afresh to go your way, to follow you, because you created us and you have wonderful plans for our lives. Help us to live the abundant life that you promised. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Who knows what life will bring through the rise and fall? I hear you call in springtime when life sings, then all through the harvesting, summer victories. Show me your mercies. Seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul, constant, strong, and faithful. Day after day, you stay the same. So I will lift my eyes to see you in every season. Me, I fix my soul to thee. With the autumn leaves, I fall on my knees. Seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for for my soul, constant, strong, and faithful. Day after day, stay the same. I will lift my eyes to see you in every season. Covers me in the winter frost. When I suffer loss, seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul, constant, strong, and faithful. Every season.